This life is fraught with troubles. That is the nature of living on a fallen world. We need help, help bigger than our circumstances. Jesus Christ is that help. Our childlike faith in Him opens the very literal but unseen door of the cornucopia of God's ever-present help. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 37:39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Psalms 59:16, but I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Have you been born again? Have you found the ever-present help? Have you found your solution to all life's troubles? Jesus Christ is the answer. Surrender your life unto Him today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God said, Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God said, Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. God said, Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Man said, stress is a major health issue. The solution is mind-altering drugs, sleeping pills, etc. Now the record. When I was a young lad growing up in the 1950s, the idea of stress was not part of the mental landscape. Things were much less complicated then. If you had a TV, it was black and white, and it had only one or three channels to select from. If you did not have a TV, you had a radio in the living room with a handful of stations to choose from. If a family had a car, and it was only one, and if any extracurricular activities were to happen, you waited for Dad to come home from work. None of those extracurricular activities fell on the Lord's Day, because on the Lord's Day, the family loaded into the car in their Sunday best and went to church. We didn't have a 24-hour nonstop news cycle revealing as well as exaggerating every imaginable problem the world over. Today you are exposed to hundreds of choices on TV and radio and millions on the World Wide Web, a literal flood of words, and a large percentage of them are very bad for your health. When one understands that everything is literally made out of words and that your DNA constructs the body using a four-letter alphabet made of words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and volumes, it elucidates the biblical revelation found in Proverbs 18:20-21. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. God said, man said, has published dozens of amazing features on words and stress, features that will surely transform your life. At the end of this feature, we will list a few for you to begin your journey to a more excellent life. Stress is a killer. And because God's word promises the faithful abundant life, He spends considerable time in the scriptures teaching us how to handle stressful situations and with the use of childlike faith, actually effectively shifting stress to the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Consider these marvelous words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Childlike faith rests in the inerrant absolutes of the Word of God. If Romans 8:28 reads, And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Then my childlike faith reframes the negative pictures in my life and calls them good. The field of psychology knows this concept is positive reframing. If Proverbs 4:18 reads, "The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day," then my childlike faith says I'm getting brighter and sharper, especially in the face of contradiction. With these two scriptures, the childlike say, everything is working to my good, especially the negative circumstances, and I am getting brighter and sharper every day. That means today is the best day of my life and tomorrow will be better. That shifts a whole lot of stress. Keep in mind that with no Goliaths, there are no trophies, and with no battles, there are no victories. Try on these magnificent words for stress-shattering power. Mark chapter 11, 20-25. "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Stress is a killer, and shifting it is imperative. The headline in the June 2012 issue of Life Extension reads, "New Reason to Avoid Stress," written by Michael Downey. A few paragraphs follow. Scientists have made an alarming discovery. Higher stress levels can cause accelerated shortening of telomeres. In a recently published study, researchers found that depression-related stress results in the significant shortening of telomeres, the caps at the ends of chromosomes, an indication of accelerated aging. The publication of this study emphasized the importance of minimizing the impact of internal and environmental stress on the body. An estimated 75 to 90% of visits to primary care physicians are now related to the effects of stress, and this new study documents how lethal stress can be to our well-being and longevity. Telomeres are protective DNA molecules, often compared to the plastic caps on the ends of shoelaces. Telomeres are found on the ends of coiled pieces of DNA known as chromosomes. They keep the chromosome material from deteriorating or fusing with other chromosomes. Every time chromosomes divide, the telomeres at the ends shorten. As telomeres are increasingly consumed, they can be replenished by an enzyme called telomerase reverse transcriptase. The eventual shortening of telomeres is correlated with cellular senescence and aging. Ultimately, the telomeres become so depleted that the cell can no longer divide, known as the Hayflick limit, and that cell dies. Scientists have discovered that the multiple biochemical pathways of chronic stress dampens telomerase and accelerate telomere shortening. The most recent study found that telomeres of patients with depression-related stress were over 5% shorter than the telomeres of those who had not been diagnosed with depression. Some of the many disease states associated with stress-induced homeostatic imbalance include obesity, diabetes, osteoporosis, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, infectious disease, gastric ulcer, cancer, gastrointestinal complaints, skin issues, neurological disorders, sexual dysfunction, psychological problems, suppressed immunity, and reduced telomerase and shortened telomeres, and as a result, accelerated cellular and tissue aging, end of quote. God has created the perfect place of peace where stress is destroyed, even converted to good. It's called the secret place of the Most High, where words, God's words, reign supreme. Scholarship, strength, power, or beauty cannot access this place. The door can only be opened by childlike faith. Here's your formula to transform stress into a stronghold of peace. 1. Arise 30 minutes early every day. Pray, meditate, and read the Word of God. He will direct your steps. 2. Go to a church that preaches the Word of God at least twice a week. Keep in mind that studies reveal that those who attend church more than once a week live 11% longer. This is very huge. 3. Take 3x5 index cards and write a verse on each of them. Recommended verses can be Matthew 11:28-30, Isaiah 26:3, Philippians 4:6-7, Philippians 4:8. Kill stress before it kills you, and as you should expect, God shows the way. God said, Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." God said, Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." God said, Philippians 4:8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." God said, Philippians 4:6-7, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Man said, stress is a major health issue. The solution is mind-altering drugs, sleeping pills, etc. Now you have the record.